This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, no, this is a very important question, really. So sometimes people disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes shirk. And sometimes they disobey it, him, but not shirk, but still haram. Obedience always haram anyway, but sometimes it can become in the category of the shirk. Shirk only, things, disobedience only becomes shirk when it is that making anybody partner of Allah in the ibadah or isti'ana. You worship him or you ask him or any of his attributes similarly, that becomes shirk. But things which come out of the desire, they will be haram but not shirk. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade people from eating riba, usually. But if people eat out of desire, they want to have riches, they love of money, it will be haram but not shirk. Allah forbade people from the zina. But if people do zina, it is haram but not the shirk. It's major sin, very, very big, it's very ugly. One of the major sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade people from lying, but still people lie, backbite, it is haram, but it is not shirk. Shirk is when people actually, you know, meaning they part, make anyone partner, you know, in Allah's attributes and ibadah. For example, if Allah says something halal, it is halal. If you give this right to anyone other than Allah, then it becomes shirk. If you think my teacher says something halal, it's halal, I don't care about Quran, Sunnah, you know, you go, I just listen to my teacher, it will be shirk. Okay, your teacher has no right, that's why you have to question your teacher. When your teacher says something haram or halal, ask him, what is your argument? What is your evidence? Because your teacher cannot make any halal or haram. He needs to bring reference from the Quran and Sunnah. That's why the Quran said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyo lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the story is, you know, if you don't eat honey, you know, this, but if to please someone, because somebody, you know, something like that, it becomes like a very, very serious matter. You know, many people don't eat many halal food, there's not a problem. But you leave because somebody, to please someone else, because somebody else does not like, or some, you give authority to someone else, it is very, very dangerous. It could become like shirk. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved honey very much. So one of his wife, she got honey. So because of that, the Prophet ﷺ used to go to her house every day before Asr or after Asr to get honey. So, you know, when people have more than one wife, they have to spend night turn by turn. But during the daytime, they can go to anybody to look after her, to ask him, to shop, for any purpose they can go. So that's why the Prophet ﷺ, during the daytime, used to go to her to, you know, to have honey. Other wives become jealous, especially Aisha and Hafsa radiallahu anha and all the. So they realize that actually the Prophet goes every day to her house just for honey, so we have to make some conspiracy. So this Aisha said, when he comes to me, I will say that, oh Prophet, I get from you smell of maghafir. Maghafir was a bad smell. And Hafsa, you say same thing. And some other wives, it was these two make conspiracy. So when the Prophet came, Aisha said, you know, I'm smelling from you maghafir. He said, I did not eat anything other than that honey. So it could be that honey has got maghafir. Then Hafsa said the same thing. And the Prophet actually does not like bad smell. So he realized that, you know, this honey has got something. So he said, I'm never going to eat honey. So Allah said, Prophet is not like, Prophet should not do this. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu. This is more serious matter. You know, if you don't like something, but because of your wives, there's something, tabtaghi mardat azwajik, you want to please your wives, that's not, not shirk, it's haram, but it could lead to the shirk. So the Quran actually forbade the Prophet ﷺ from this. So this was a very good thing. This actually helps for all the believers. So when, actually the thing I tell you, it don't take me wrongly, but I tell you, when people commit a sin out of the desire, it is less dangerous when people commit a sin without the desire. Because desire is something which makes people's will weaker. So Allah can find excuse for him to forgive. No desire, still you do sin. So for example, if people fall in zina, which is actually very, very ugly, still it can be forgiven. But when people do a sin which has no desire, no taste, no enjoyment, like you hurt somebody, you harm somebody, you know, there's no desire in the heart for this thing. You know, relation between men and women, desire. So it could be possible sometimes, you know, become blind. Desire makes people blind and they fall in the sin. But tell me really, hurting my neighbor, harming him, where the desire is there? Is there a desire for that? It means I'm so ugly, so bad. All the sins which actually are done without desire, they are much more serious then those sins which are done with the desire, actually the sins which are done without desire, sometimes they can take away your iman, because it means that you are rebellious to Allah. It's a rebellion. Sin done without the desire is a rebellion. Sin done with the desire, it is still sin. To understand the difference between both of them. The sin that Adam did, it was out of desire. The sin that Iblis did, it was rebellion. Because there is no desire in people to become arrogant. This arrogance, to rebel against Allah. There is no desire for that. It is your corruption of the mind. But it does not mean the zina is easy. No. Zina is very bad, really. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحَشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Ugly, hated, very bad, no barakah in it. But still people remain believer. That's why hadith of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet said to Abu Dharr that anybody who says La ilaha illallah, they will enter to paradise. Abu Dharr became shocked. He said, Wain zana, wain saraq, even if he does zana and saraq, sariqa, these two sins are from the desire. Sins of desire. He doesn't say takabbur, arrogance. He said, what? Zana and saraqa. Because people Allah have love of money. People have love of the sex. So he said, Wain zana and saraq. The Prophet said, Wain zana, wain saraq. Even if he does zana and saraqa, he will enter to paradise. Abu Dharr became astonished. He said, again, Wain zana, wain saraq. The Prophet said, Wain zana, wain saraq. Then Abu Dharr said third time, Wain zana, wain saraq. Then Prophet said, Wain zana, wain saraq. Raghma an fi abi dharrin. Even if it does steal and zina, though Abu Dharr does not like it. Abu Dharr's forehead fall in the. Then Abu Dharr, whenever narrated the hadith, he used to narrate with this word as well. Wain raghma an fi abi dharrin. So you can see really that zina and sariqa, very ugly in Islam, major sins. But still, people can be forgiven. Arrogance, impossible. Arrogance is like cloak of Allah. Arrogance has no desire. There's no desire. People are humble. They are not made with the desire of arrogance. Arrogance is bad corruption of your mind. So arrogant can never be forgiven. So this similarly for riya, showing off, this is not desire. These things are much more serious. So sins which come from eating, from drinking, from love of the money, from the sex, these sins, they fall down under the category of the sins of the desire. They are ugly, they are bad. But still their forgiveness, they're lighter compared to the sins which come without the desire. Because they are just rebellion and corruption of the whole mind. Is it clear?